Hello. This is our entrance music this week.
Oh, is that what it is?
And welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
Can't be bothered to put down his phone for 5 minutes to record a podcast.
And it takes way longer than 5 minutes to record this. Also, I'm updating a sales post I have because... So, I listed some stuff last night on the Facebook Marketplace.
Like you do.
And woke up this morning with like 25 messages from people.
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa, this is weird. Well, I took some advice from a guy, you know, another guy that sells stuff. He's like, oh, I just mark things as free and then put in the description what the price is.
Oh.
Because you can either mark a price or free on there. You can't put, like, negotiable.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, it's fucking dumb.
Well, if you put free, they're going to be pissed when they see a price.
If they fucking read the whole goddamn description.
Well, if they read the whole description, you could put negotiable down there.
No, but you can't put that. In the fucking...
No, but wherever you put
no,
the
no,
price...
No, 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 Trevor, you don't understand how it fucking works.
Okay,
because if you start with the price, people are like, well, that's too much, and I need to pay zero.
Yeah.
If you fucking start with nothing, they're like, oh, they're a little more... I mean, it's fucking weird, dude. People are
dumb.
Did
it work?
Yes!
Oh, all right.
I fucking got what I wanted for like three of the five things I had listed.
Well, next time you do that, I'm going to find it and then I'm going to sue you for false advertisement
because
it said free. Oh, I can't?
No.
You can sue anybody for anything. This is America, motherfucker.
Good luck. Good luck with all your extra money.
I will, because guess who I know has less money? Boom, this guy.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure
about
that.
Man.
I pay half as many bills as you.
Doesn't matter.
So it does.
You also make half as much money as
me. I don't make half as much as you.
Yeah, I don't think you know that I'm a secret millionaire.
I don't think you are. I don't think you know that either.
Shit.
But yeah, I had one guy message me. He's like, is it all free? I'm like, did you read the description? Oh. I've never understood why people don't like take half a second to look down at what am I actually buying, because there was no specific description in the title.
It just says free.
Just says stereo equipment.
Oh.
Free.
Well, that's
but
good
it fucking
enough.
Worked. And he was like, "Oh yeah, you'll get people that are pissed at you, but you'll sell shit way faster." And he's not fucking wrong.
All right, fair enough.
If I'd have listed it normally, I'd have fucking had it up for a week before anybody came to fucking look at it.
That's weird. People are weird.
People are dumb, Trevor.
Yeah. Well, people are dumb. That's why I try to avoid them at all costs, Colin.
But one guy messaged me, and he was like, what would you want for all of it? So I gave him a price, and he's like, oh, well, I'd do 100 for everything, which was significantly less than what I asked.
And sure.
I was like, no. He's like, I'm just going to use it as parts anyway. I'm like, I don't care what you use it for.
Yeah.
Like, your fucking intentions with it don't change what I feel it's worth. He's like,
right.
The market dictates. Like, people are only going to pay what they want to pay. I'm like, okay. Like, I know you're trying to make that whole, it's capitalism. People only pay what they want to pay. But I have something you want.
Yeah.
And I know there's not 100 of them listed online right now as well.
Also, there's more than one person who will buy it. I don't have to sell it to the first fucking bidder. Are you a retard?
I was like, you know, I'd rather just give it to somebody than fucking take your shitty offer. And by somebody, not you.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, by when Wednesday comes, let me know when you still have it all.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Did you sell it all yet?
I'm all but two.
Email? Are you going to email him on Wednesday and tell him it's all sold and how much you got for it?
I was thinking about... Well, no, I just updated the post just now, so he'll see.
No, he won't.
I mean, no, he will, because it notifies him.
Oh.
It'll be like your...
Message him anyway. Message him and tell him. And then tell him you got more than you asked for somehow, even if it's a lie.
I did get more than I was at.
Oh, even better.
I got more than I offered for him, because I offered it to him for like, I don't know, whatever, 220 bucks or something.
Yeah.
And I sold everything. Well, I sold less of the equipment for like 140. So like.
Oh, no. Here's what you do. On Wednesday, you offer him the pieces you have left for the 100 bucks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Nice. I'm going to do that.
You're welcome.
I probably won't still have them, though, so that's cool.
Well, you know.
Just still offer it to them.
Yeah. Be like, I've got nothing left. You can have that for $100. You piece of shit.
You fucking
scumbag.
I fucking hate people like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday, there's a pair of speakers listed on the marketplace. I was like, oh, I've always wanted a pair of those. I'm going to go get a pair of those. So I went and got them. And this lady was selling her uncle's estate.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a bunch of other shit listed, but it was all marked sold. And I was like, yeah, I saw you had a bunch of other stuff, but it looks like I missed it. She's like, oh, no, you didn't miss it. She's like, I got tired of all the messages, people asking me fucking a million questions about everything.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of tire kickers out there who just, I don't know, I think they're just bored.
Yep.
Not sure.
Get it.
And so she showed me everything, and there's some nice shit in there, and she had this old reel-to-reel.
I know how you love reel-to-reels.
I do. With tapes.
Yep.
And I'm like,
I'm pretty sure like that's how this show started.
It is.
You talking
it very
about
much is.
Reel-to-reels.
Well, anyway, she's like, I didn't list that because I don't really know if it works. I don't want to list it for too much.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give it away. So right. I don't really know where I'm at. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to be able to offer you what it's really like. A fair offer. Like, I don't want to pay that kind of money right now.
Right.
I just don't need to spend the money. I don't have the room for it. So I hooked it up, you know, made sure, you know, tested everything, see if it worked and all that. And I was like, well, if somebody offers you $300, fucking take it. Like, it works. It's worth more than that. I mean, if you like wanted to sit on it, but you're trying to clear out an estate, so you don't really care about that.
Sure.
And she was like, oh, well, All right. Well, do you want this other tape deck that I have sitting here? She's like, we had some troubles with it. It's like a really high-end Yamaha tape deck
that
I got for free for helping her hook that shit up.
Nice.
Nice. So that's pretty awesome.
And see how being not an asshole is beneficial?
It's always worked out. I don't always get what I want, but
who cares?
I don't need everything.
But you also don't get some fucking asshole emailing you a week later to rub it in your face that he sold everything for more. So
good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
What a fucking
Jesus
cunt.
Christ.
Goddamn.
People are assholes. I fucking hate them.
Speaking of assholes, did I tell my Taco Bell story on the show, mm-hmm. or did I just tell you that?
Yeah, the guy yelling at the fucking for not asking about his pet or some shit.
Just making sure that on the show.
What the fuck? I listen, actually.
Yeah. Well, I can never remember what we talk about on the show itself and what I tell you after the show.
Yeah. You know what I think we should do?
What?
I mean, you're probably not going to do much editing to this, are you?
I never do much editing to this.
You just add the bumper?
Yeah, basically. I put the music in, and I'm not even doing that this week because I did this for the music.
Does it come through pretty loud?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very loud.
I think we should try to get that up in the Dropbox tonight so I can just upload it tonight.
All right.
I assume we don't have any emails.
We don't have any emails.
God damn it.
Yeah, I can do that. All right. Not a problem.
No way we can fucking get that because I was fucking super busy last week. I got home late.
You can just tell me Wednesday, how to do it and Thursday. I can just do it now.
You still have to log into you still have to log into the GoDaddy account to upload the file to the server.
Okay.
I can give you that information, but then what the fuck does that leave me to do?
I mean, show up and record?
I mean, that's true, but I like having some
responsibility. All right.
It feels like I'm part of the team.
I mean, your name is always first on the authors or whatever.
Well, it's because, you know, alphabetical.
No, actually, it's because for the first, 30 episodes, you brought all the content, and I just showed up.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
And then we both stopped bringing content, and I think it's a better show for it.
Is it, though? I don't think it is.
I think it's a much better show for it.
I think it was way better when I was writing down notes and bringing shit in.
No, because your notes were always just like, guys, isn't Trump cool?
I mean, I almost never said that.
Guys, Democrats are stupid.
No, most of our shit was about fucking, well, yeah, Democrats are stupid. But I mean, most of our shit was like,
all of our early shows had villains, and I miss them. I miss a la Clock Bar.
I know.
I miss fucking Tess Munster.
Oy Beck.
Oy Beck.
Fuck.
We had so many like recurring story.
Whatever happened
people.
To Oybeck?
And he's your friend.
I mean, you know. I don't know him. He's our friend.
Oh, I don't think he... I think they all stopped listening. I think the only people who listen are April and Mimsy.
I know.
And your sister. For some reason.
Support? I don't know.
After last week's tirade about women drivers, maybe not even them.
She'll probably agree. I don't know about Mimsy. She might not.
Yeah. Unless she's self-aware.
Some women are.
I'm half kidding. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever ridden anywhere with her.
Like,
we'll get Ben on next week to talk exclusively about whether or not Mimsy can drive.
I don't think he'll hear about this one.
I'm just trying to get emails, all right?
Yeah.
I figure if I poke enough, somebody will write me an email.
So what'd you do this week?
So there's a new season. They brought back for this show called Veronica Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rewatching Veronica Mars so I can watch the new season. Because it's been like 10 years since I watched that show and I remember very little of it.
Gotcha.
It's a very weird show that I like a lot. It was a CW show back in the day. Starring Kristen Bell, if you know who that is.
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
Yep. She's 24 when she did this show, and she's playing a high schooler.
I don't know why they do that so often.
Because she's convinced, because she looks like a high schooler, so yeah, like it works. Because she, you know, she weighs like 78 pounds, and she's just like this tiny little blonde chick. And especially like they do flashbacks that's supposed to be her when she's like 14 or 15, I guess. And, like, they straighten her hair out and do her makeup down, and she looks even younger.
Yeah.
Well, that's the goal.
It's weird.
I mean, sure, but...
It's weird.
They do a good job of taking an actress who is 24 and making her look both 15 and 17.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool. Anyway, have you ever watched it?
Mm-mm.
So the setup is her dad is a former sheriff who's a private detective, and she helps him out. And it's kind of super Disney princess-ish where she does everything right all the time. It's like one of those kind of things. Except for then like...
Sounds like your kind of show.
Right. It's this super...
Disney princess.
Yeah, it's a super surface level bubblegum fucking show. But then like just underneath that, it's all super dark and grimy themes. Like the fucking... The two overarching fucking stories of the series are her best friend was brutally murdered and she was date raped. And those are the things she's trying to solve throughout the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's like this weekly, like, I'm a sassy, smart talking blonde cheerleader chick, basically. Except she's not a cheerleader because she's kind of a, you know, counterculture. Like, everybody hates her now because she got raped. And so, you know, high school. Especially rich, yuppie high schools, you know.
Oh, this is like,
it's meta. It's fucking weird, man. Cause it's like super bubblegum popcorn on top, but like all the themes are really fucking dark.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's funny.
Do you have anything to drink?
Need something to drink. There's water in the fridge door.
Sweet.
If you want that. So I've been watching that. Oh my God. There's cups in this cupboard right here. You can't wheeze the juice out of the fridge door. Your fucking head is too big.
Damn it. It's not fair.
Ice is the back one. Water is the front one. Yeah, that's going to sound great. You like that, people? Colin's actually peeing.
Oh, I'm going to drink this much water to you.
I do... several times a day. That's why I have cups that big. Well, actually, I have cups that big mostly for milk. But I drink like a gallon of milk every 2 days. So I love milk. And other than that, things that I've watched,
milk is from boobies.
I don't know if I've talked about. I watched Punisher season 2 recently.
Sorry.
No, that show's good. Of all the Netflix shows, I think Punisher is the best. Super good.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. You hate fun.
No, I'm just fucking like, does every superhero have to be a fucking origin story?
It's not an origin story.
It's all flashbacks and dumb and stupid gay.
That's not, just because it's flashbacks doesn't make it an origin story.
Yeah, it does. It makes it an origin story.
Punisher the whole time.
I know how he becomes Punisher. I've seen it a billion times in movies.
First of all, you've seen
comics.
It one time in a movie ever.
Twice?
Once.
Twice.
They don't show the fucking family murder in the Dolph Lundgren one.
Well, that's because it was, you had to insert it.
So one time
doesn't matter.
You've seen
it. I know what happened. People who watch it know what fucking happened.
That's,
I don't need to know anymore.
That's not even what it's about.
It doesn't matter. I'm tired
Jesus
of it.
Jesus Christ.
It's like fucking Batman movies. Oh, is there bats in a fucking cave?
No. It's, right. It's more like if the Batman movie wasn't about his parents being murdered, but about him beating up Joe Chill. Like, that's totally different things.
I guess. I don't.
It's not an origin.
It's, I mean,
him having a villain isn't an origin story.
Yeah, it is. It is.
He shouldn't have any villains, is what you're saying. He should have nobody to go after.
No, I'm not saying that.
But it's origins if he's got a villain.
That's
apparently.
Not,
that's your argument right
not.
Here. That's
My
the
argument,
dumb argument you're making.
I don't need to know how he became.
It's
all, nope, don't
it's
need
not
to know.
It's not what it's about.
Yeah, it is.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, it is.
Not even.
Also, it's super fucking, like, way too slow moving.
Yeah, I forgot how much you hate things that are told.
I don't. Well. I hate it when they're boring. They're and that was. Boring.
It's so full of violence.
It was. It was too much of him fucking like, oh, we're mercenary guys killing each other.
Yeah.
That's not fun to me.
It's awesome.
Because, like, none of
How did you get through Unbreakable? I don't understand it.
Because it was good! And it's Bruce Willis, so
it's
fuck you.
It's the boringest movie. I mean, this is not an insult because I like movies.
It's not the boringest movie.
This is what happens
in
Unbreakable.
It's the goodingest movie.
He sits in a chair.
It's the goodingest. Oh my God, I'm snagged. Oh, what the fuck?
What did you do? You just fucked everything up. All right, there, it fixed. Stop doing everything you're doing.
That was something over there, dude.
I don't think
it was.
It
was either your fridge or the fucking one of the cat feeder things. It was a noise over there, dude, I swear.
I don't think
it was. It was not over here. Fuck, I heard it.
But, like, the whole Unbreakable movie is
great.
Fucking...
It's fantastic.
It's Bruce Willis sitting in a chair,
M. Night Shyamalan
Ding
Dong. And he's super strong. And he's unbreakable.
There's one scene in the movie that shows him being strong.
No, there's not.
Where he's lifting the,
yeah,
he's lifting
no,
the paint
great.
Cans. That's it.
Yeah, but didn't he also, like, survive that train wreck? That was super strong.
So two scenes in a 4.5-hour movie.
That's great!
It's a great movie. That's my point. Punisher's great. Thank you for proving my point.
It's not.
I don't understand. My point is, I don't understand how you make it through Unbreakable and don't like any other movie ever.
That's not true at all.
Speaking of, did you see Spider-Man?
No, we didn't go.
Well, I'm going to spoil Spider-Man.
No, don't. I still want to see it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
You are the worst.
I'm not the worst.
We can't do a show where we talk about things if you never see anything.
Have
you watched Ninja Turtles yet? You've had 6 fucking years.
No.
Watch the fucking Ninja Turtles cartoon.
I've watched parts of it.
I'm going to spoil the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
No, don't.
Then watch it so I can talk to you about it. You have to watch these things.
Do I?
We can't have conversations if I can't say anything about it because
we don't
someday,
have to talk about those things.
Someday in a decade, you might watch
we
the Ninja
don't
Turtles
have to talk
cartoon.
About those things.
That's all I do is watch shows and movies.
Well, maybe you should get a life.
All right, here's the new rules. You can't talk about stereos until I've seen the stereos.
Okay, I got pictures.
Nope. I mean, I want to see them in person and take them apart and rebuild them myself because I don't want spoilers about your stereos.
That's not how spoilers. I don't think you know what that word means.
God damn.
There's no surprise in a stereo. You know what it does.
Worst.
Did you watch Stranger Things? We
yes,
can talk about that.
I did. I haven't been talking about it because I figured you would never watch it and you wouldn't want it spoiled.
Why? It's on Netflix.
Ninja Turtles is on Hulu, dipshit.
It's not Netflix.
Ugh. So is Punisher.
No, I do want to finish Ninja Turtles. I just fucking, I don't know. I'm always like...
The worst?
I'm always doing things when I'm watching TV, so I can't pay that much attention.
Anyway, what'd you think of Stranger Things? It's way better than season 2. Season 3 was much better than season 2.
It became too Mystery Machine, Shaggy, and Scooby-Doo.
You think?
Yeah, a lot too much.
Steve's still the best character.
Steve was always, well, Stephen Hopper.
Still the best character is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The monster became comical and not scary. And the fucking creepy molestache guy became the scary part.
But I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, but the monster was like actually creepy when you didn't see it constantly.
That's fair. I mean, you only see it a couple of times when it's all put together.
Yeah, no, you see it a lot in that fucking season.
Do you?
Yes, like out in the light. Because before it was always like, ooh, it's like kind of shadowy and a little bit mysterious. And
you're talking about the mind flare?
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, it's just walking. It's like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Like, I'm not really fucking...
You only see that in the last couple of episodes once it's like got its body put together.
I know, but that's all you see then.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the whole point of it is, it's motherfucking... Cause, I don't know. It just didn't work for me.
That's fair.
I think they should have done something other than make it giant. They should have done some, you know...
They did.
Make the motherfucker stealth or something. I don't know.
They did something other than make it giant. They made it that kid for fucking four-fifths of the show. Who you just admitted was the scariest part.
It was.
And handsome.
That hair. I can't do it. I just can't. It's awful.
It's 80s hot.
It's fucking the worst.
With his fucking weird curly mullet and his mustache.
Yeah.
All the moms want to bang him.
I know.
It's the best.
I think it's decent.
Yeah. I thought it was way better than season two, personally. I think season two was kind of a shit show, especially the fucking New Mutants episode.
But that didn't... Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But it's just like, well, instead of a horror this week, it's going to be an X-Men cartoon.
Why did they do that? Like, they never went anywhere with it.
Well, I think they were planning on going somewhere with it, and then everybody shit all over it, and so it didn't become its own series.
Gotcha.
I think
they wanted to go with spinoffs.
I think so, and I think that's why there was no... I think that's why it took a year off.
Gotcha.
My guess is last year was supposed to be an episode of whatever that was.
I see.
And then they're like, oh, this got shit on, so just never
fucking
mind.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should stick to, you know, just the one thing.
Yeah. I agree with everything you're saying. I still wish the show was an anthology series instead of a continuing series.
I agree.
But... the one kid, the Chips Ahoy kid is great. The Scoops Ahoy kid, I like him a lot.
He's good in the kid with the fucking...
The missing teeth?
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
The new little sassy black little sister is fun.
Yeah, she's pretty silly.
The other chick who works with him at the fucking
I was so disappointed when she's a lesbian.
Yeah, I feel so bad for that guy. Dude. He never gets
she's
any.
She's super cute, too.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. Getting left for the creepy weirdo kid.
No, even though you got the coolest hair.
Yeah.
He's the hair.
I love when fucking the toothless kid shows up and she's like, how many children are you friends with?
Ah, shit.
Good show. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good. But it definitely is... Nothing really keeps up with the first season.
Yeah.
First season was fucking excellent.
Yeah. Curious what they're going to do with season. I did like that they brought in Russians.
Yeah.
Like, since they're going with the whole 80s theme, they're like, we're going to bring in some Russian villains.
Which, and this, you know, brings it back to today. And,
yeah. And they and a fucking Russian, like, that guy was basically just the Terminator.
I love the fucking scientist and that other guy, like, fucking became best of friends throughout it. Also, I like that guy, his compound, how he's always got the Fallout music playing.
Yeah. It's
fucking fantastic. I'm like, God damn it, dude. I want to live that life.
I mean, it's not that hard to live that life.
I mean, it is.
You just keep selling stereo equipment.
It's true. But I want a house that looks like it's, you know, a bunker.
You got it.
That would be awesome.
Here's what you do. Well, I was trying to buy one of those once, and you gave me a ton of shit for it.
What?
I was going to buy that bunker down in fucking downtown Omaha, like real in the ghetto. And I was like, hey, if I buy this house, want to be my roommate?
Yeah, no.
And it was literally just a bunker in the middle of the shit. It would have been fucking awesome.
No, it wouldn't have.
See? This is why you don't own a bunker like that guy. Because that's what you have to do.
His bunker wasn't in the middle of a city.
Yeah, but
there's a difference.
That's even cooler.
No, that makes it worse.
Because you can still get fucking internet.
Well, fuck. There's that.
Right.
Um, I started watching the new season of Last Chance U came out.
I don't know what that is.
It's about this.
I don't want to know. I've never seen it. You'll so never you can't watch talk it because
it's about sports.
Doesn't matter. Maybe I'm going to watch it someday, so I don't want to hear any words
you
about
won't.
It.
You won't. It's about junior colleges who with football teams.
Spoilers. Junior colleges have football teams? You can't tell me that kind of thing. Some of them do.
Apparently, they're like... They're places just for fucking the really talented but like fuck up college Division I players go.
Okay.
Yeah. They go and fill these teams up in these small towns.
So it's like Canadian Football League for...
Kinda, yeah.
For college football?
Right. You know, because these kids will get recruited and they'll sign with like Florida State and Alabama and then they'll, you know, they can't not fucking be just... criminal fuck-ups.
Yeah.
And they, you know, the schools, they just can't fucking put up with that. They can only hide so much shit. And if you get busted for it, then, you know, that's what happens to them.
So it's just a show about Nebraska?
Nebraska ain't fucking, it's used to be bad, but it wasn't.
I was going to say, Nebraska in the 90s?
Yeah, there was way worse. Like Miami in the 90s.
Miami in the 90s? So it's a show about Nebraska and Miami in the 90s?
It's every fucking college is like that.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think they've cleaned up a little bit more over the years.
They don't
get away with as much.
Well,
mainly you know. Because the internet exists and you can't fucking hide any of it. Like, you can't fucking hush any of that shit.
It's way harder to molest a whole bunch of kids and fucking sweep it under the rug in the internet age. That's true. A fact.
Which is a net positive of the internet.
It's the only one.
I mean, it's not the only one. The other one's porn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you've gone to Pornhub at all, it's all this weird fucking like pseudo incestual.
Oh my god.
Bullshit.
Speaking of porn, the prevalence of porn has got me thinking about something recently.
Okay.
And that's how popular like cuckold fetishing has become.
I don't get it.
I have a theory. That I was thinking about the other day. So when we were young, you didn't really have porn.
No.
And if you did, it was like...
You had like Victoria's Secrets magazines.
It's the Sears catalog. Yeah. If you were lucky, your dad had like
every Sunday,
Playboy.
If you had a fucking newspaper subscription, you'd get the fucking, you know, the JCPenney's bra ads. Yeah.
Maybe you'd stay the night at your grandma's and they had Cinemax and you'd stay up too late to catch, you know, some fucking titties.
A Red Shoe Diaries episode.
The fucking Emmanuel in space. But now everybody just has fucking hardcore fucking pornography on command.
Yeah.
You grow up with it. You're fucking 12 years old watching hardcore porn. So the things that turned us on when we were kids was a chick in a bra, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that turns them on now is watching another dude fuck a chick. Like, it's just a programmed fucking response. You know what I'm saying?
I have the access to all the porn and I don't feel that way.
You didn't have that when your sexuality was developing.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So think about it. Like when their fucking sexuality and fetishes and shit like that are developing, it's watching other dudes fuck chicks. So it just becomes the thing that turns them on. It makes sense. Like, just from a pure psychological standpoint.
I think we should euthanize them all.
Well, look.
Let's start over, get rid of the internet.
Or just bang all their girlfriends.
I mean...
You can do that, too.
Maybe.
Just a thought I had watching porn the other day.
I think their girlfriends are still going after fucking weird-looking, creepy skinny jeans dudes.
Well, yeah. I mean, if weird-looking dudes didn't get laid... We'd be fucked.
Well, I mean, I guess there's that.
What do you want? Or we wouldn't be fucked, I guess.
Ayo!
I don't know. Just a weird thought I had the other day while thinking about pornography.
That is a weird thought.
Yeah. The prevalence of fucking incest porn, I cannot explain at all. I don't know why that's fucking almost all of fucking Pornhub at this point.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
Like, maybe it's because there's so many broken families.
That could be. Lots of
Oh my God. We're figuring all this out. It's like the Loud Neighbors psychological help.
There are lots of Brady Bunches out there, so lots of Marsha and Greggs.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I watched the Brady Bunch movie a couple of weeks back.
That movie's funny.
It's fucking great.
That movie is funny as shit.
All the sexual tension between those two is so fucking weird.
Yeah. Is it?
It's funny.
I don't think it's weird at all. They were basically fucking grown when they met.
Yeah, I understand. It's just funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird. Marsha's banging.
Yeah, she's...
that chick married Ben Stiller.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck was her name? It doesn't matter.
Marsha Brady.
Yeah, Marsha Brady.
The chick from fucking Dodgeball.
did you see the thing Fleer posted about Bernie Sanders' campaign workers?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Less than $15 an hour.
Yep.
I'm very disappointed that they just cut their hours. I was really hoping that they would fucking change them to hourly and pay them the $15 an hour they wanted and then cut their hours. That would have been fucking hilarious.
That's the way he should have done it.
I know. But
either way, he fucking nailed it. Really figured that problem. Really, really solved the problem, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's the guy we want to be president. I don't think so.
No.
It's full of shit.
How old is this?
What? What are you looking at?
Article.
You got articles? I got articles.
That's old as fuck.
Doesn't matter.
I think we brought this in before. Bank of Canada urges Star Trek fans to stop spocking their fibers.
Yeah, you brought that in recently.
That popped up on my timeline not long ago.
Here's something fun that happened recently, speaking of politics. Donald Trump can't block critics from his Twitter account, appeals court rules.
Yeah.
Why
doesn't he just mute them?
Well, he can, but it doesn't matter. I want to talk more about... So basically, to sum it up, Trump was blocking people on his Twitter, and because he uses his Twitter to spout political shit, they said he can't do that because it closes off a public forum to speak to a representative, blah, 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 blah.
Which is also weird because you're not really giving any other... You still have the other options to talk to these people.
Doesn't
you
matter.
Know, letters.
Which
is about all the options you have for that.
I know. Here's why I like everything about this. So also now somebody's suing AOC for the same thing, because she also likes to block people who disagree with her.
Oh, really?
So there's this old fucking lawyer I was watching an interview with on CNN or something the other night who's suing her. And he's like, she muted me because she doesn't want to hear fucking anybody who disagrees with her.
No, he can mute.
Or no, she blocked him.
Okay. Yeah.
So he couldn't read her shit or whatever. Anyway, so he's suing AOC. And my favorite part about this is... At some point, this is just going to ramp up to the point where then Twitter becomes a de facto public platform, like the public or a mall, and then they won't be able to block or delete
anybody. I have a suggestion that would fix all of this really easy.
What's that?
Anybody who's verified with a blue check mark.
Yeah.
You, no matter if they block you or not, you can still see what they post.
Yeah.
Because if you just log in publicly, you can still see what the fuck they post.
Sure.
If you don't log in at all, you can still see. So why not just fucking change the settings in Twitter?
I don't care.
So I'm just saying that would fix the problem and
no, what's
would make it not a problem.
What's going to fix the
and
problem?
We wouldn't be wasting fucking...
This needs to happen because the next step is they can't ban you from Twitter for being a Republican.
No, they're not doing that, Trevor.
The next step is
they're not doing that.
Ban people anymore.
They're not. No, that's different because hate speech.
It doesn't matter.
It's different because hate speech. And hate speech is now defined as sneezing.
Only if criminally preceded, which means they're going to actually have to file charges to ban you from Twitter if this goes... If this progresses how it naturally
But it's a private
will.
Business and they can do whatever they want.
Clearly they can't if Trump can't block
No, but it's a private
Twitter.
Business and they can do whatever they want if it's in the interest of me.
You see, you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I understand. I'm saying that this is how it works. So
until somebody sues them and then...
No.
Because they did this at malls. Let me explain.
No, okay.
Somebody got kicked out of a mall for saying something, and then they sued the mall because it's a de facto public place, so now they can't. So the private fucking, the private business model doesn't exist there anymore. It's not
not according to, what I'm saying is that, so when a conservative gets booted off, you know, Alex Jones gets booted off Twitter.
Right.
Because of things he's saying.
I understand.
People on the other side are like, but he's...
It's a private business. They can do whatever they want.
Until this lawsuit and then escalates.
And then they'll be like, it should be public.
But none of that is going to matter because the fucking natural follow-up to all these politicians getting sued is the platform getting sued for deplatforming people. And then they just won't be able to do it anymore because it will be...
I mean,
fucking categorized as a de facto public platform.
Wasn't I saying that like a year ago? That's how it should be.
Yes, we were, and now it's happening. Is my point?
Yeah, I still don't care because Twitter's stupid, and fucking anybody uses Twitter's an idiot.
But if it happens to Twitter, it's going to start happening to other places.
Yeah,
and one or two things are going to happen. Either YouTube is going to have to do it, or YouTube is going to get clamped down by the FCC, and everybody's going to get kicked off the internet. And
yeah, but
I want one of those two things to happen. I either want the internet to actually have to not be able to ban people for their opinions, or be locked down by the FCC and have to be licensed to post on the internet. And I'm excited because this kind of shit leads us closer to one of those two futures.
I'm indifferent. I just don't care.
I care because I hate the internet and it needs to die.
I don't know. Why does anybody use Twitter? It's fucking awful.
I don't know.
It's the worst.
I have a Twitter that is like 700 posts of me going live on Twitch because it's automatically hooked up for my Twitch to say to post to it when I click the go live.
I have a
button.
Twitter account that I've posted maybe 10 things on over the years.
That's all it's posted on it is 1,000 fucking links to my Twitch channel.
I just don't get it. It's the fucking that platform is awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like it's even useless. Just the setup of how people talk to each other is just awful.
Well, it's like
is that person who replied originally? Who, like, it's just so fucking weird the way everything just, just pops up.
And it's all clusterfucked and out of order. And
it's like, oh, I got 240 characters, 140 originally.
Yeah.
Dumb. I like Instagram. Instagram is mostly just pictures.
Yeah, mostly pictures of asses.
And you don't have
I can support mostly pictures of asses.
And, you know, you don't have to read the content because there's pictures. It's great.
Oh, here's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Stores bid to shame customers over plastic bags backfires. A Vancouver store introduced novelty plastic bags to persuade customers to bring reusable alternatives. Continue. I don't care.
Oh, was that the one where they're like, I have dick bags in here and poop farts and... I rape animals.
There's colon care.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor something's wart ointment. One of them says into the weird adult video emporium.
Doesn't that like, doesn't shit like that, especially like the wart thing, isn't that like a privacy issue?
Yeah, probably. But I mean,
I guess for Canada, they don't.
Some customers want to collect them because they love the idea of it. So people are now getting even more plastic bags because they think it's fucking funny.
It's pretty funny.
Good job, idiots.
Fucking dumb. Fucking dumb.
You know how many fucking Into the Weird Adult Emporium trash bags I would love to have? Just to have, like, every time the garbage man picks up my garbage, it looks like I was shopping at the porn store. Because people still shop at porn stores. Oh, here's one that you'll like. According to Forbes, Bitcoin and crypto suddenly branded a national security issue.
Wait, what?
Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have been thrown into the limelight over recent months by social media giant Facebook's plan to launch its own cryptocurrency next year. Blah, 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 blah. Now the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has added his voice to the assault on Bitcoin, Facebook's planned Libra crypto project, and other cryptocurrencies, warning that they pose a national security risk to the country. This is indeed a national security issue, he told reporters at a press conference. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin have been exploited to support billions of dollars of illicit activity like cybercrime, tax evasion, extortion, ransomware, illicit drugs, and human trafficking. He's not comfortable with Facebook's plans for a private cryptocurrency. So basically, the treasurer is like, if we lose control of the money, we lose control of the world. That's bad.
I think it's less that and more they just want to fucking...
control all money?
No, keep tabs on it.
Right.
There's countries in Europe where it's basically illegal to purchase shit with cash.
Yeah.
Like, you just fucking can't because they want to track everything you do.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to make it illegal here. They just kind of made it super inconvenient.
Yes. Yep, they did, sure did. Yeah, I think it's... I don't think it's so much a... And that's part of it.
I mean, what you're saying is controlling money.
Yeah, but...
You're saying it in different words, but it's the same thing. You control people's money, you control people.
Yeah, it's controlling people.
Yeah.
Not so much the money.
How do you control people?
Their money.
Their money.
Yeah, but you're controlling the people, not the money.
And if they lose control of the money, they lose control of the people. So fucking, it doesn't surprise me that fucking the treasury...
Bitcoin's still stupid.
Yeah, Bitcoin is stupid, but...
Mostly because I didn't farm it back when I first heard about it, and I could have farmed, like, I don't know, probably 20 or 30 fucking coins.
I know a kid who's
super rich now.
I know a kid who's literally a millionaire from doing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know him personally, but I'm friends with him on the internet.
You gotta be careful with that shit, though.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of... Sean, I think, had, like, he had a wallet with, like, 5 or 6 Bitcoins in it, and hard drive died.
Oh, that's sad.
Yep.
That's like $50,000 right now. Yep. It's just dead to the world.
Yep.
Sucks to suck.
It's, I don't know. It's kind of a... I get it. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
You know what's a better form of currency?
Cash.
Gold.
Gold. Yeah, that's real convenient to carry around in your pocket.
It's irrelevant. It's a tangible fucking thing, not zeros and ones.
Yeah.
Which is a part of the problem with the fucking electronic banking system. That shit goes down. Guess what? You don't fucking have anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Money. At least with cash. But even then, it's just paper. If it fucking all of a sudden what it's backed by is vanished, the zeros and ones are
the
gone.
Idea that gold has any more inherent value than a piece of paper, though, is just as silly.
No, it's not.
I mean...
Gold has a fucking actual value in the world.
Does it?
Yes.
What's that?
Are you fucking
looking
kidding?
Looking pretty?
Every electronic you own has gold in it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Gold is highly fucking
if
important.
If we reach a place where all the electronics die, then your argument loses all its merit.
Gold can be used for other things, dude.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Name one useful thing for gold.
Big bars.
Thank you. Thank you for proving my point. Fuck. I got more stories. Marvel fans need to stop bullying this young Avengers Endgame star.
Oh, God.
Why would an adult bully a 7-year-old girl? The situation makes no sense.
Are they bullying her?
But that's
Are
what
they
happens.
Actually bullying her?
Let me find the quote.
Or was somebody like, oh, that line in that movie was dumb because somebody's stupid?
Let me see if I can... They won't fucking...
They won't link directly to any of the bullying because it doesn't exist? Is
basically,
that what's going
on? Basically, it boils
on?
Down to somebody sent her mom a message like, hey, you should have taken a picture with us when we saw you at a Burger King or whatever.
Oh.
One person sent a thing to their mom or something
about
how...
Yeah, there's
lots
of shitty fans out there.
But that was it. It was like one fucking message that... Like, I can't even find anymore. I hate that I have to post this, but yet again, Lexi's getting bullied. This was the girl who played Iron Man's daughter, I guess. And this kind of thing makes it celebrities never want to leave the house, never want to meet people. Fuck off. Don't leave your mansion.
Don't be a fucking celebrity then, dumb
Please
fuck.
Please keep your opinions to yourself so she can grow up in a free world. She's a normal human. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on.
See, here's the problem. You have
they
these
never
parents,
link the message.
You have these parents who want to make their children famous so they can make money off of them by proxy. Like, you're thrusting your child into a very toxic fucking environment.
Yeah.
You know, one that's rife with fucking sex trafficking, child rape, you know, whatever. You know that this is the fucking truth of the matter.
Yeah.
How many of these fucking child stars grew up to be fucking, like, well-adjusted people?
Oh, apparently she was, like, acting a fool in public because she's a little kid. And somebody sent them a message that said she was acting out in public. Somebody sent her mom a message that she was acting out in public.
Okay.
So that's bullying the kid? If anybody was bullying the kid, it's the mom for fucking making the kid aware of it and then making the kid post online fucking apologies or whatever. Basically, you're bad parents.
Yes.
It's not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault.
I really feel like everybody who...
For not sheltering their kid from the world better.
Yep. Yeah.
That's just my opinion. That's just this man's opinion on bad parents in Hollywood. And any parents, basically anybody who would let their kid in Hollywood, a den of pedophiles and rapists.
Yep.
So, good job. Good job introducing your child into that world so you can fucking steal their money at some point, you fucking worthless piece of shit.
I got this fucking debate last week with these people. They're talking about, you know how it goes when, like, Jeffrey Epstein, friend of the Clintons and whatnot, gets busted for all the sex trafficking, his Lolita Island and shit. Mm-hmm. And people on the right, like, ah, see, all Democrats are pedophiles, creepy pedophiles. And then when somebody, you know, an alt-right incel shoots up something, like, ah, see, all alt-rights are incels and shoot everything up. And I'm like, you know, it's weird to, like, it's funny to do that. Because it's funny to make fun of your...
Generalizing is fun.
Yeah, it's great. But, like, if you really are going to sit there and pretend that one political ideology is worse than the other when it comes to any of this shit, you're dumb. It's like, except for somebody's like, oh, yeah, but it's like, it's a fact that more conservative types commit mass shootings. I'm like, well, because the other side doesn't have guns. I don't understand. I mean, it's easy to solve. Yeah. But that's not fucking true either.
No.
Because most of the fucking mass shootings, at least 50% come from people who would historically fucking vote Democrat. Just saying.
Also, tell all those people who died in Tiananmen Square that it's the fucking right. No,
they're just talking about America.
Oh.
Just talking about America. Okay. But like that, I don't fucking understand. Like, yeah, people are assholes no matter what fucking, what cloth they're cut from. There's just shitty people out there.
It's true. And now, Colin, a feel-good story to top all the shitty people off. We're gonna find some true modern-day heroes and why Philadelphia is the best city.
Of brotherly love.
A man stole a car with kids inside, so the dad and bystanders beat him to death.
Nice. The city of brotherly love.
So this lady pops out of her car. She's got a few kids in the car, in their car seats. She runs into, like, the pizza joint or wherever where her husband works. Oh, look at that.
Idiot parent.
Nah, whatever.
No.
Dude.
No. She runs inside for 2 minutes.
Fuck that.
Never do that.
I disagree.
Don't take your fucking kids with you.
Well, don't have kids. And if you have kids right now, throw them in a lake.
I mean, I don't disagree with that list.
But you know what? Sometimes your kids are in the car and you got to run in and grab something from your husband and it's stupid to fucking unbuckle them all and pull them out of the car and run in.
Well, maybe don't grab it.
No, fuck that.
No, maybe don't grab it.
No, I disagree with your premise here, and I think this is a great happy ending story. So she runs in real quick to do something, talk to her husband or whatever, and she's in there
Her husband worked there?
Yeah.
He couldn't come outside?
No, he was probably working, like a responsible adult, providing for his three children.
Oh, so he had to act like a responsible adult, and she fucking didn't.
Yes.
This is stupid.
You're stupid.
No, this is stupid.
Anyway.
I think she should be brought up on fucking manslaughter charges.
Well, he probably will be. Anyway, while she's inside for like fucking 5 minutes, some dude jumps in the car and drives off.
Oh, she left it running, even better.
Right.
Great. Jesus fucking Christ.
But it's Philadelphia.
Sounds like a fucking genius.
Philadelphia traffic. So he's not going very fast with the kids in the car and driving. So the dad just runs out, chases him down.
Wait, now the dad can leave the store? Weird.
Well, when your kids get kidnapped, I think there's extenuating circumstances.
Does it? But, you know, just preventing it in the first place by walking outside and not leaving them alone in a running car.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. I hate everybody in this story, and I hope they all get beat to death.
Yeah.
Kids included.
So.
Fuck!
They yank the dude out of the car, and he just starts kicking the shit out of this dude.
Sure.
Because, like you would. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people, because it's Philadelphia, are like, hey, somebody's getting the shit kicked out of them.
Let's join in!
And so, like, there's just a group of motherfuckers just beating the shit out of this dude, and they killed him. It's great. It's a fucking happy story. Don't steal cars.
I mean, I agree, but also don't leave your car running with your kids in it.
I do that, because that's a self-solving problem.
It's not. It clearly isn't. It didn't work.
I mean, either way, that problem is solved. Either the kids are gone, problem solved, or the guy's beat to death, problem solved. self-solving problem no matter how you look at that one, Colin. One way or the other, that problem is solved. Either the world is a better place because there's one less fucking car thief, or the world is a better place because there's three less children in it. Either way, it's a net positive for the world.
I don't know. I'm kind of taking the car thief side here.
That's fine.
Sort of wish he'd have survived.
No.
And maybe had a gun on him.
I'm glad he's dead.
I don't know.
Glad he's dead.
Fuck those people.
Next time Idiot your car parents. Gets stolen, you'll be glad he's dead too.
Idiot parents. Never had a car stolen.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
So I'm going to steal your car now.
Do it.
And I'm going to blame it on you.
I have full coverage, buddy.
I'm going to do some victim blame.
That's probably why I've never had a car stolen, because I always have full coverage on them.
That's fair.
Like, oh, can't steal that. Also, I used to always drive sticks, and nobody steals sticks.
Well, nobody can steal a stick. Nobody knows how to drive.
I don't now, though.
Oh, that sucks.
But I don't think they're going to fucking
steal your lesbian car.
My fucking car. Also that. It's a lesbian car, so.
That's true. Nobody wants your garbage. That is all the stories I have.
Awesome stories, sir.
Thank you. I thought they were fun.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I wonder if I got a... Hold on a second. I wonder if I got... So...
Let me refresh the emails. Nope, we still have no emails. No, nobody likes us.
What the fuck? You guys didn't write in since this happened?
Nobody's written in like 3 weeks, buddy.
All right. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Well, then. I guess that's an episode of the Loud Neighbors podcast. Go to our new fancy website, theloudneighbors.com. I wrote a review of Spider-Man. It's a spoiler-free review of Spider-Man. It's basically just the things I said in the episode last week, except for distilled down to like 4 sentences, just because I wanted to see about how to post stories on our website.
Oh, dude. If you get that in the Dropbox,
yeah,
tonight,
yeah,
I can upload it mm-hmm. and call it the Same Day Neighbors.
I think we've done that before.
Probably have, actually.
But it's okay, because right. None of those episodes exist anymore, because Colin's not smart enough to use the internet. Because Colin's too much of a fucking boomer to use the internet.
It's true. No, I don't think that's what it is.
I think it's
just that they're, GoDaddy's kind of a tire fire.
Right.
Everybody I talk to says it's kind of a tire fire. They're like, oh, yeah.
Just ask Kenny how to do it. He'll fucking tell you how to fix it.
I'm good.
I'm going to tell him to message you how to fix it.
I'm all right.
So we can fix it. Because I want it fixed. And I know you won't fix it. But if I tell
you're right,
him to,
I won't.
I know.
I don't care.
Then bring me the passwords and I'll fix it. And then you don't need to do anything
anymore, ever again. You're never
going to
fix it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to ask him how to do it. And he's going to say, do this and this and this. And then I'm going to do it and it's going to work.
It's not.
Because he did that for me figuring out how to make... Because I had to rebuild the website you built to make it work.
You didn't have to rebuild anything.
Well, I had to change all of the menu options on the left.
You had to change
the
setting from default.
That's building that website!
It's not.
It is, because...
It's not.
The website is horseshit. It's all just a fucking prefab thing.
I mean, that's fucking WordPress. That's
right.
That's what it does.
So I had to rebuild...
That's how it do.
So I redid all the work you did.
I didn't do any work.
Like, that's my point.
You didn't build anything.
I rebuilt it.
It was built.
I built it right.
Whatever.
I made all the links on the right side, on the left side, actually do the things they're supposed to do instead of go to blank fucking static garbage pages.
You didn't, though.
Like, I did, actually.
Yeah, whatever.
I figured it out. I solved it.
I guess.
I sorted it. Now our front page is an aggregate page, and all the things on the side actually link to separate individual things.
You did before.
I mean,
maybe not the right thing. They linked to other things.
They're just
so
blank static
up.
Pages you couldn't do anything with.
Oh. Yeah, you know. Yeah, they fucking like, they did some changes with, it used to be way easier to fucking use WordPress. It's kind of dumb now. I just don't care that much.
That's fair. It's clear. So that's why we're going to have Kenny fix it.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, you do guess.
I guess.
You do guess.
I guess.
So give me all the passwords so I can fix it, so I can make it all work right. Because my next option is the thing I almost started doing last week, which I really didn't want to do, but almost did.
Hmm.
But I couldn't find the right... You can go into the code. You can go into the HTML script.
Yeah.
And actually reprogram the themes.
Yeah.
And eventually I'm going to, because I hate how big the fucking splash images are. And I'm going to find where that is and make them smaller. Because you can change it, but you have to know how to code and you have to know where it is in the code.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
All right.
Going to find it. That's I'm going to fix it. But I couldn't find... I was fucking pouring through all of the code last week and I could not fucking find it to save my life.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of junk in there that I don't understand because HTML is a clusterfuck.
No, it's the fucking... It's not really the HTML. It's the PHP.
No, that's fair.
Because I don't know how to fuck with PHP. I can do some HTML editing. PHP's stupid.
Point is, somewhere in there...
Hypertext markup language.
Somewhere in there, there's just a value that says...
I made a website
with
a clock
on it. Make this image 1200 by...
Yeah.
Fucking 900 or whatever its dimensions
are. Well, the problem will be finding that in the actual files to edit in the on the server because there's no... It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's all stupid.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I know.
Fucking hate it. Used to be just fucking a single fucking text page that
you... Yeah.
It's... God, I fucking... I hate the internet. Ban the internet.